And I'm John Norton. This is Morning Edition from NPR and WGLT. Kevin Graham is the textbook definition of a townie. He says his grandfather was Bloomington's first black police officer, and that his great-great-grandfather, Dr. Eugene Covington, was Bloomington's first black surgeon and helped found the Wayman AME Church in downtown. Graham spoke with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. He says his great-great-grandfather was born right after the Civil War, the son of former slaves.
He had attended Catholic schools in, I believe it was Philadelphia, because he had such a high intelligence level. Like I said, then he went on to Howard Medical School.
Was that unusual back then for a black man to be in the Catholic schools?
Yes. It's almost unusual still today.
Well, yeah. So you hinted at when he was a surgeon that he couldn't perform surgery.
Without having a white attending physician standing over his shoulder. So that's kind of one of the weird things where the white attending physician sometimes wasn't even a surgeon. It just had to be a white physician who was checking over his shoulder for something he didn't even know about.
Do those stories get passed down the family?
Yes. Also, Carabel Washington did a family history because my great-great-grandfather actually delivered her. In the McLean County Historical Society, there was a section for Dr. Covington.
Was he also an obstetrician?
Yep, he delivered pretty much most of the black community. I mean, there was a thing in there that I remember reading where it was said that there were some white physicians who were trying to undercut him as far as price to run him out of business. And he complained to the medical board here in town. And I want to say he passed in 31, so it would have been from 1896 to, I want to say, 1931. Because I know on the cornerstone of the AME Church on Center Street by Holy Trinity, I want to say that was built in 1908, and his name's on the cornerstone of that building.
It's a storied history.
Yeah. And then I kind of slid the bar down a little bit.
Well, let's talk about you a little bit, Kevin.
All right.
Why did you want to talk to us?
We've got a lot of unrest going on in this country right now, and it seems to me like a lot of people are following in political footsteps and doing a lot of deflecting of real issues. Why is it that we can't all be equal in the country that we all built? I mean, some of us have died in every war as far as people of color. We've sacrificed. There's no reason that we shouldn't be able to find some common ground and admit what's been historically wrong with our country, which is equality.
Why is that?
What I'm finding is a lot of my white friends throughout my lifetime have become complacent. We have the one. We have a few of our friends who are black, and they're not willing to look outside of even McLean County. I mean, we're pretty insulated here in McLean County. Yes, we have some issues, but compared to other places, we don't, as far as the deep-rooted problems. And so people don't want to get out of their comfort zone. They don't want to get out of the bubble. It's going to require pain on everyone's part. It's not just people of color who need to proclaim and march and peaceful in what they do, but they also be willing to compromise in some things. I mean, we're not going to get freedom and equality overnight.
You talked about your family's history in the Catholic Church. You mentioned to me when we initially talked that you went to Catholic school here in town. Could you talk about going to Catholic school and probably being one of the only, if not few, black people in that?
Yeah, pretty much at Epiphany, I was the only black child. And there was a lot of the N-word used to the point where we talked with Father King at the time, who was the head priest. It took some persuasion to finally get him to even speak up a little bit. I thought, you know, Epiphany wasn't the place, so we went and tried St. Clair. Pretty much the same issue happened there at St. Clair, but Father Dietzen put his foot down after a while and said, you know, enough is enough. When I got over to Holy Trinity, it was a lot different. I didn't hear that word nearly as much, but I still heard it, still felt it. You don't have to hear the word. You can just tell by the way people act and their body mannerisms. I mean, the one thing that people of color, I think, have kind of become accustomed to is reading people in some regards as to race relations. Because in 72 through about 78, if you walk down the street, someone would call you the N-word, here in town even. I want to say it's like almost like it became closeted when affirmative action kicked in and all that, and people of color started getting a little more clout politically. It became closeted, but you still knew it was there.
It's Bloomington's Kevin Graham speaking with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. More of this conversation and all the stories in this series can be read and heard right now at WGLT.org. Both Father King and Father Dietzen of the Peoria Catholic Diocese mentioned by Graham have since passed away.